is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 1 Corinthians Discipleship Lessons for a Troubled Church, and this is the preface. How can the church be authentic in the midst of a pagan culture with sharply contrasting values? That's the issue that Paul tackles in 1 Corinthians. Of all of his letters, the one most devoted to correcting church life to conform to a gospel of love and repentance. The church at Corinth was planted in the midst of a city known for its immorality and pagan temples. If you were to make a list of the church's problems, it wouldn't be short. Problems include factions from competing allegiances to various leaders, criticism of Paul's simple preaching style, rebellion against Paul's apostolic authority, a tolerant attitude towards sexual immorality and going to prostitutes, misunderstanding of the church's authority to settle disputes, confusion about marriage and celibacy, idolatry and eating of food sacrificed to idols, fault-finding with Paul's tent-making support for his ministry, rebellious women and worship services, desecration of the Lord's Supper, confusion over spiritual gifts, especially over speaking in tongues and prophecy, disorder in church worship gatherings, disbelief in the resurrection of the dead. Quite a list. The wonderful thing is, however, that from Paul's response to the problems of this troubled church, you and I learn a great deal. If you were to assess our churches today, however, you'll find a host of problems also. They'll be different, to be sure, from this troubled first century church, but many of our problems are very much the same. Helping disciples make a clean break with a pagan lifestyle, while at the same time keeping open communication with our pagan friends and neighbors. Keeping unity in churches that are corrupted with unholy factions led by immature leaders. Worship services that are orderly and inviting, but lack the spontaneity of the Spirit that was found in New Testament congregations. Low appreciation for the Lord's Supper and what it means to partake of it. Struggling marriages at the same time as sexual immorality is viewed lightly by a newer generation. An almost total lack of church discipline of our church members. It is my prayer that 1 Corinthians will help you rethink what a Christian congregation should be like, and, as you apply the principles of this epistle, will put a fire in you to see reform in the 21st century church as we prepare for Christ's coming. Yours in Christ's service, Pastor Ralph. Let's pray. Father, let this study of 1 Corinthians be a blessing to us and our churches. Challenge us, O God. Stretch us, grow us, that we might become all that we can be in you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.